This conference is being recorded.
There's some evidence today that being the eldest child in your family may help you get ahead in the business world. A survey of chief executives carried out for the paper USA Today found they were far more likely to be the oldest brother or sister than the youngest. Ben Datner is an industrial and organizational psychologist at New York University. Hello.
Good to be with you.
Thank you. Now, do you think there could be something in this? Is there enough evidence to suggest that if you're the elder sibling, you're likely to be on the board?
Absolutely. And what that comes from is it's a bit indirect. It has to do with academic success. So although some of these CEO surveys are recent and there's been increased interest in the impact of birth order on leadership in the business world, the primary evidence comes from academic research and IQ tests, which consistently demonstrate that firstborns have higher IQs. And I'm very pleased to report that as a firstborn myself. I hope my sister is listening.
So why do they poor thing. No, so why do they have higher IQs? What is it about being born first?
Well, there are varying interpretations of why that may be the case, but I think the most accepted explanation is that firstborns are born into a family context where it is their incentive and accrues to their benefit to accept their parents' worldview, to work hard, to uphold the family traditions, and basically to toe the party line.
Toe the party line. Well, that doesn't necessarily match with being a leader, does it?
Well, it depends if you're the leader of the party and whether you're the majority party or the opposition.
Right. So, do they make good managers?
Well, it depends on the kind of challenge that they're facing, just like every other kind of leadership asset. That can also be a liability depending on the situation. Firstborns are good at pushing through incremental changes, at getting the trains to run on time, at instituting discipline, and creating a culture of conscientiousness in the organization, but they might have a hard time with transformational change.
Right. I mean, is there any benefit in knowing all this? I mean, can you use this usefully in the workplace, this sort of knowledge?
Absolutely. You can use it both from the corporate perspective in terms of hiring people or selecting leaders or understanding your leaders so that you get the most out of them. It can help you as a coach or as a consultant to organizations, as it does for me, which is it provides a useful set of hypotheses and questions to ask. I would never work as an executive coach with someone and assume because he or she is a first or second born, he or she is necessarily a certain way. But I would use that to guide the questions that I would ask in order to understand his or her management style.
Very interesting stuff. Thank you very much. That's Ben Datner, industrial and organizational psychologist at New York University.
Just because the kids have